Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I don't care.
Oh, buddy.
I don't care.
Yeah, 590 Unplugged. Great to be
here.
Yeah. All of my favorite
people. That's what the slop is, Unplugged.
My staff is here. Plowsy, Hoff, Chuck. Oh, and Strick's here, too. Strick, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing really well. You know, you kind of look like an umpire today.
I always do.
Man in blue. Hey,
you walk in the door.
I either dress like a Jesuit or an umpire. That's fair.
No.
I'm not going to lie.
Whatever.
I think it's fair. Great to be
Second
here.
Second base.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great to be here as always. Normally we're out of here at 11 o'clock. Today we're still
so you want to keep us today?
Yeah, you're welcome. To
we
be
got
here.
Five on or six on.
We got like
oh
six
my God,
seven
his list.
Of the slot.
Oh, this is it. This
we
is
can
what
talk about
for.
Who led the all-time major league leader in ejections, managerial ejections.
Ooh, Bobby Cox.
whose uniform got the dirtiest?
Let it be known, okay? Let it be known. Andy and Tuna don't care about the Cardinals. So when they have
that's not true.
So when they have success. We'll say, oh, you're not allowed to talk about
they're
it.
They're one
that's
of my sponsors.
Not true.
Bro.
Cardinals?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Who said we don't care about the Cardinals?
Well,
who
you
said,
guys we seem didn't to say be all, you seem to be bored with them all the time.
No.
No, we didn't.
We were talking about, I mean, because I brought up your managerial ejections quiz.
Bobby Cox?
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
Earl was my guy.
Can I talk Blues hockey, or do I have to get permission from Strick to talk
permission.
Hockey?
Written
hashtag wagon.
Hashtag wagon.
Don't cut his grass anymore.
Now, apparently, Andy was selling me out for being hockey curious.
Yes.
You know the whole backstory. I was at a public place.
No,
and
this goes beyond way before
these
this.
People were debating, and the topic was, Brett Hull now works for the Nashville Predators, and I'm sitting there biting my tongue, and finally somebody said, hey, Martin, do you know? I said, he does not work for the Nashville. And they said, are you sure? And I said, I'm 100% sure. And they said, well, he lives in Nashville. I said, he's lived there for a while. They said, he's selling his house. I said, I don't know about
so
that.
So Martin was like in a panic.
No.
I'm getting his text back. Where is Brett Hull? Does he live in Nashville? Did he move to Nashville? Did he move to Nashville?
So I was clarifying to them that's not, and I wanted to say out loud, does anybody in this room think that Brett Hull works for the Nashville? Does anybody think that makes sense? And I believe the
he
premise.
He should have just gone along with it. Like, yeah.
And I believe the premise in the room.
He works for the Titans, though, not the Predators.
Was that there? And somebody the even said, well, maybe the Blues got mad at him for getting too, you know, drunk at the parade. I'm like, oh, my God. I was like biting my tongue. And I finally said, no, he does not work for the Predators. Andy might, but let's do it. How about six or seven for the slop brought to you by Greenville?
Whatever
Time
you
to
say.
Tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
I am convinced you give these asshats $1 million, they'd complain about it. That's how
boring.
I feel about you, too.
Yeah,
you guys are Sam Page. You're the county executive. And you find money all over your office, $3,000 that Stenger had hidden throughout the office, cash. What would you do? Would you report it?
Hey, baby. You wanna go pack online? Your bags. We're going out of town this weekend.
Well, it's not much money, but
I know $3,000.
But the way
like
things
you found $300,000.
With the way things are going,
like I said, these
social media.
You know what?
Cameras,
I'm not a big fan
I'm
of Sam Page for the way he handled the rink situation and the park. He and I have, have a little bit of a conflict there, but you know what? So what do you do with it?
It may be
he
marked.
Turned it in.
It may be marked. I'm turning it in.
You think Stenger was trying to trap him to
right,
get him? Oh,
right.
I like that.
Could be marked. No, turn it in.
They said there
he
were.
He actually found 10,000, but turned in 3,000.
That is the move.
Yeah.
Hey, did anybody leave $2,000 here? He found 20. Turn in 20. There was also an ATM, they said, that was a card you could use if you just needed cash.
Really?
A little shady.
Well, who knew? The county executor. Mm-hmm. That's the job we
call Rosenblum and turn it in.
I think we found out. True or false, Jordan Binnington's contract had to be more money than Jake Allen.
Well, I mean,
was even if
are you
like
saying
a
it from... Of course it did.
By like a dollar. Isn't it incredible how close the dollars are?
No, but of course it did.
But I know, but it wasn't like $1 million more.
No, but of course
it was just
it
a little more.
No, but of course it did. Like if you're
But I'm saying it was symbolic. Like they couldn't pay him just a little less.
Well, if they would have gone to arbitration, his number that he would have gone with would have been more than the $5.2 million that Jake Allen is set to make this year. He's making $5.2 million this year.
But when you are
the starting goaltender and Jake Allen signed his deal at 25 years of age and his AAV is 4.3, then absolutely. I'll take it a step further. Jordan Binnington is a numbers guy, and the combined number of his contract is $8.8 million, and he was drafted 88th overall. So is there a coincidence there? Tune in today to Hockey Sense to find out. He's on the show.
Wow, that's a tease. What a
listen to that. Bell.
You know my Canadian brother-in-law? Yeah. He used to live in Richmond Hill. That was his town.
That's
suburban
high
Toronto.
Rent district.
It's kind of the Chesterfield of Toronto.
A little bit, yeah.
If I had
maybe a little nicer.
To bring it back to Chuck Tuna.
I mean, it's nicer.
A little nicer.
A little nicer. Considering Chuck lives in Chesterfield, it's nicer than that.
No. Chesterfield is like living in a resort town. It's wonderful.
Guys, should there be cup rules, cup etiquette? Do you believe the Stanley Cup should have rules applied? Our guy, Ken Campbell. I believe yesterday when Cam and I were discussing it during the Cam Jansen show.
Our guy. That was another hockey curious question that Martin Kilcoyne texted me. Is Ken Campbell a nice guy?
I have no idea who the man is. Well, no, I didn't say nice guy. Do we like him? I wanted to know in the hockey world, how is he perceived?
Yes.
He's complaining about how the cup is being treated. So in talking to Cam on the air,
you know, I said this earlier on the show. This is where, you know, social media comes in. You have no idea what either do I, because I wasn't there, in terms of what the cup has been through back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. I mean, who knows what the cup has been through? But there is a respect factor, knowing that the next player is going to get it the next day. And that's why they have somebody who works with the Hockey Hall of Fame who is with the cup at all times. It's never out of their sight or taken away from them. There's always somebody from the NHL or the Hockey Hall of Fame that is with the cup for each one of these visits with the player.
And the league tweeted out the pictures of the dog. I mean, the league
actually
sent
in the
it
cup.
Out.
Right.
What I asked Cam yesterday, I said, is this guy, what I was essentially asking you, I said, is he kind of known as a ninny or whatever? Mm-hmm. And Cam said, yes. We
yes.
get in Twitter battles all
the time. We talked
about
it the other day, and Cam has gone at him. You know, like, hey, I don't know. It's,
you know what I
does this guy clean the cup? Does he clean the cup?
He does.
Mm-hmm. He wears the white gloves.
The keeper of the cup.
Cleans the cup. Cleans the cup. He doesn't wear the white gloves all the time.
Here's what I don't care
he's
about.
He wears the white gloves when he brings it out into the ice when you win the Stanley
Cup. He needs
cup.
To wear the damn dog in the cup.
Here's got Ken Campbell right
he
here.
He doesn't like it.
Old guy.
But listen, why can't you see it both ways? Everyone's trying to be all, like, you know, protective. I get it because the Blues won the cup, so they want to, you know, obviously, well, hey, we're going to be the homer and defend the player. Whereas, Martin, I bet you if we're having this conversation a year ago or 2-3 years ago, you probably look at it a little bit differently.
Well, I said on television the other night, I said, you know, he's probably right that there should be a little bit of reverence. But I also said, who cares?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have said that if it wasn't the Blues.
I disagree. Like, if Ovechkin is like...
You wouldn't, it wouldn't even have been a topic, obviously.
I wouldn't care.
Correct.
I don't care.
Correct.
What I do care about, so the dog eats out of it, okay. But what I do care about is all of these guys are going to hospitals and doing the right thing.
Correct.
That's more important.
No, I know. And you know what? They've been doing that for years,
somebody
too.
May have barfed in the cup years ago.
Oh,
we don't
sure
know that.
Did.
I'm sure they
sure
have.
They have.
1,000%.
I'm sure a dog barfed in it, too.
Oh, nasty.
If you are Artemi Panarin,
yes.
Are you nervous? He nuked Vladimir Putin from his home in Russia. Did you see this? He did a big interview on YouTube and said there's no freedom of speech. There's no agencies in charge protecting the people. Basically said if you're not buying, basically everybody's on the take. And he ripped the Putin administration.
Wow,
that's not
which
good.
They said Russian players never
again,
do.
Tune into Hockey Sense this afternoon.
Will this be discussed?
John Davidson's on the show, the president of the New York Rangers.
Sounds like
he's
a
known
nation
Panarin
to
the last couple years in
Columbus,
too.
This would be a great topic.
That yes. could be an elimination.
I don't know if I would. I think I would say it from my St. Petersburg, Florida yes. home and not my St. Petersburg, Russia home.
Wow, yeah.
Interesting. You don't see
those guys are on a whole other level, though, man. The hockey players there in Russia, they almost have, they're like the only people in the country that are allowed to voice their opinion.
I do enjoy his nickname, the Bread Man.
Bread Man.
Panarin.
Yeah.
Because I think it sounds like Panera. JD, will he have a shirt open down, revealing chest hair while talking to you on the phone?
JD's chest hair?
Yes.
Our Twitter handle.
Oh, Tuna's mad now because it's all hockey.
Oh, hockey question.
All right, here you go. You guys are haters. Right now, $10 bet. I'll say Mizzou goes 9-3 next year. Will their record
is so easy. Remember last week we were saying that, oh, wow, this West Virginia game is going to be tough. West Virginia, they are down. They're not expected to be good at
everybody.
All. They got nobody. So this is the year where it's good to play West Virginia.
They open up against Wyoming.
Here's the biggest
challenge.
Then they
play Southeast Missouri State after West Virginia.
Here's the biggest challenge for the coach. He's traditionally struggled in the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lost games that they should not lose in the first half. For whatever reason, he finds his way the deeper the season goes. And, you know, they've won some, you know, you look at their impressive victories. Probably count them on one hand, but you look at the impressive victories that he's had being the head coach of Mizzou. Traditionally, those come in the second half of the season. So the biggest challenge for him is to get through the first half. They shouldn't lose a game. They should be undefeated when they face Georgia.
Our guy, by the way, is holding out.
Who?
Drew Locke.
No, he signed.
He signed finally. He tried to hold out. Though.
He signed. He wanted first round money. They gave him second round money.
Well, that's because of his great agent, though.
Well, no. But he signed, man. He didn't get that first round money.
He got drafted.
Somebody print, Charlie, the sports headlines from Wednesday afternoon.
Yes, exactly.
Drew Locke is in pain.
But you look at the schedule for Mizzou. No excuse not to be undefeated when they face Georgia.
Okay, so in other words, if I offer $10, I get 9-3 and above. You get anything under, you will not take it because you think they might go 9-3.
Now, I don't know because I don't trust Mizzou.
Then bet me.
Well, remember last year when they had the big game against South Carolina in the rain where Drew Locke made his ultimate mistake, missed out. You never know how Mizzou's going to play against teams.
I don't want to talk about Drew
Locke. Okay, let's
anymore.
Do that. We
God
want to
bless.
Mizzou, you never know. Even if they go 9-3, what are they going to do after that? Nothing.
Martin was suppose in a good mood when he came in studio, and now that mood is gone.
They're not going to the SEC championship.
This is your fault.
Mizzou 9-3.
I think it'd be great because you know what? I will admit, I am a total wagon fan when it comes to Mizzou football.
Wagon.
If they're good, I'm on the wagon. If they're bad, I'm off the wagon.
Well, you haven't been on the wagon very much.
So hopefully they're competitive and they're good. Basketball is a different story. I get a little more emotionally invested to the basketball team.
They've got an easier, much easy schedule, except when they play Georgia and teams like
Wyoming
that.
And all these teams. And,
but
they always lose one of these too.
South Carolina, like we do in the past. Mm-hmm. Watch out. Vandy has been a trap for several years.
All right, what was the Twitter question, Hoff? It was your current baseball team.
Yeah,
and it can't be a Hall of Famer, right?
Okay, here it is.
This is, if you're a Cardinal fan, if you're a Cubs fan, whatever you are, here is this. It's sort of intriguing. You get to grab a player from the past and add them.
All right, you can pick one player from your favorite team's history and add him to the current roster. But here are the caveats. Can't be a Hall of Famer. Mm. Can't be an MVP winner. And didn't win a World Series with the franchise.
Wow.
So I wanted to add Scott Rolen to take over at third base,
but
he won a World Series. So
I see.
You picked Matt Moore.
I said Matt Moore is a close second.
But he played for the Cardinals, though.
But yeah, you can pick it, but he cannot
that
can't be a Hall of Famer,
did you
an
listen
MVP,
to the question?
Or a World Series winner.
But they even if they played for the Cardinals, it doesn't matter?
Yeah, you can bring them. So like you bring some, like Bob Ramsey said, I'll take Wally Moon. A little older school for us.
Yeah, Wally.
Is Ryan Sandberg, did he win a
He's
World
a Hall of Famer.
Is he in the Hall of Fame? Yeah, okay.
So it's like that fringe of player that was really good, but didn't win it all with
I'll take a call of Beltran Heaney.
He's won a World Series, I think.
Did he win one with the Cardinals?
No, after he left.
Can he have won one elsewhere?
Won a World Series with the franchise.
I don't understand why you guys are picking players that played for the Cardinals, too. You got to pick players who didn't come here.
I think it was.
It's okay. I'll read the question again.
Yeah,
this is all your fault. This whole segment's on you.
What about Renteria?
That's another one.
No, stop picking players who played here.
Strick, listen to the question.
And he won a World Series.
Strick, you won two.
Not here.
Strick, you can pick one player from your favorite team's history. Favorite team's history.
So if
the Cardinals
about
are your favorite team,
cards.
Has to be a Cardinal.
So it's a former. So we should just rephrase it. If you could pick a former Cardinal to add to this current team.
Wait, did Mark McGwire win a? I guess
no?
We had Goldschmidt.
Put
so
McGwire
kind of
in his prime.
McGwire, put Goldschmidt
where would you
wherever.
Play him? You got to just
McGwire.
I got Vince Coleman.
I take McGwire on the juice.
And Vince Coleman.
Vince Coleman.
This
really
is a great answer because he did not win a World
Series.
I was
thinking the J.D. Drew.
And they need some excitement on the Cardinals right now.
That's a
he
great
would
answer.
Just that ticket, Vince Coleman.
Mm. Like a Renteria. These are guys who didn't win a championship. Yeah, weren't Hall of Famers, but were very good players.
Very good. Yeah, Vince would be perfect now for the Cardinals.
Lee Smith, he's a Hall of Famer.
Going in this weekend. I had no idea the Hall of Fame was this weekend. He's going in.
It did kind of sneak up on us, didn't it?
John Tudor.
That's not a bad play at all. Left-hander. Thank you for playing ball, Andy.
Maybe the second toughest pitcher mentally the Cardinals have ever had. Mm-hmm.
Is golf the hardest sport?
Yeah.
Because it's individual. There's no opponent. It's you. I was thinking of Rory McIlroy. Everybody in Ireland wants him to win.
Right.
He shoots a quadruple bogey on his first hole of the tournament yesterday. Opens at 8 over par. And everybody in Ireland was like counting on him to either win or be in the mix.
Baseball is the hardest sport.
Like hitting a baseball.
Hitting a baseball, the ball is moving at 100 miles an hour. You don't know where it's going.
But you could go over four. You could have four strikeouts like Goldschmidt, and the team can still win, and you're celebrating in the locker room, high-fiving.
I'm talking about individually.
I'm just saying, if you're,
I say baseball.
Because even in tennis, you have an opponent that's across. They may play terribly.
Could you imagine returning a serve that's coming over 100 miles an hour? Like 120 miles an hour, a tennis ball?
Maybe mentally is the question, because it's just you.
And hockey doing it on skates, I mean, we're 90 plus percent of the...
I bet you
over 80% of all Americans, if not higher, can't ice skate. I mean, probably 90%.
Can you ice skate, Martin?
I can. When I was a little kid, my mom took us to the rink. Had like figure skating lessons when we were little kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that.
No, that's okay.
Figure skating, huh?
There's nothing wrong with taking figure skating.
That's lessons. How you learn to skate, buddy. How many of these hockey guys probably learned to figure skate as kids?
A lot of people recommend when you're teaching your kid how to skate, you do it in figure skates.
Well, you learn a lot of the maneuvers.
Well, and they can
Skinner just got about, what, 8.5 million AAV, and he was a figure skater.
The blades are longer, and you can also, you got the toe pick, you know.
Thank you.
That's like kids in baseball, Major League Baseball, T-ball. People laugh at that. But Major League Baseball players do t-ball before games. Yes, they do.
I never did.
Terry
t-ball.
Pendleton used to do it behind the wall.
Looks like Bader's
Terry Pendleton,
t-ball.
I take him on my team too. That's a great play.
Pendleton would be a good player right now at third base, switch hitting. Terry
did
Pendleton.
Did he win an MVP?
I brought the name up, not him.
Oh, in Atlanta,
he may have
won an MVP. I think in Atlanta he won the MVP, but not here.
Yeah,
he won a batting title.
This is my era of my baseball database.
He won
a
batting title.
Yeah, but as a Cardinal, he was not a Hall of Famer. He did not win a World Series.
I brought the name up, not him.
Who, Pendleton?
Yeah, I just brought the name up, Pendleton. He just piggybacked.
Tuna's worst take of all time was Cup one, right?
He's had several.
About the cup.
Oh, he said
the cup was racist.
Oh, yeah, he said the cup was racist.
I didn't say it was racist.
He was like chanting.
I didn't say it was racist, and a lot of people agree with me.
Frank had
Coach Guerrero on one day, and he almost had the same sentiment. I got racial, you know, Texas, and Coach was...
And
Coach Grind, they praised him.
Well, I think the hope is that the Cup in September makes some stops in North City, North County, all over.
We're going to take it to my barbershop, right?
That's the hope.
that's the hope, huh? We're still keeping hope alive.
But I have an addendum because Charlie was talking about the cyclists and everything, and he said we should have bike lanes everywhere, and he said bike lanes on the highway. Can I just say a bike lane on the highway is a bad idea?
They do have them in the city. They're in the
city. You
said
on the highway.
The inner city. What are you talking about?
Hey, I'm getting on 44
in the city.
They
have bike lanes in the city.
Okay. Let me call you back with it. Big Ben.
Most major cities have bike lanes.
Are you on the highway?
Not on the highway.
Would you pay money to see Tuna bike to a Schnucks remote?
Yes.
On the highway.
The next Schnucks remote, I'm riding a bike.
Charlie, you can hardly even walk from your car to the front door. How are you going to bike?
The next remote is Schnucks. I'm riding a bicycle.
Are you going to have enough momentum on the pedals to keep it going, or are you going to fall sideways?
I can go. You don't mess with an old dude.
Do you park your bike Burr. Like at the back of the parking lot like you do with your car?
No, I don't care about the dings on the bike. Car parks my mile away.
I just wanted to clarify, bike lanes on a highway, not a good idea. That's all. Is that fair?
Well, overseas they do, because you're driving the left lane. Yeah, they do overseas.
We need some pictures. Guys, great to be with you.
In other words, get the hell out of
here.
Get
out of here. Over.
Yeah, I got to go.
Chocolatey on deck. Cardinals former GM.
He was my guy.
That's my guy there, Walt.
Like, I'm a big fan of Walt.
Walt's going to check in with us on the other side of this break. Guys, great to be with you.
In other words, get the hell out of here.
St. Louis legends named Walt.
That's a good list. Because you have Keith Kachok, Walt Jockety.
2020.
Is there another one?
It's probably like, you're forgetting the guy that played for the Hawks. Walt Bellamy. No, I don't know.
Some great high school players.
Hey, listen, you guys have a great
50s.
Weekend.
You too, sir.
Enjoy yourselves. We got Hockey Sense later on today at 4 o'clock.
Bring some Jordan forehands next week.
And John Davidson, brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training. Forehands Brewing Company, Good Earth Tools, Lordo's Diamonds, and Dirt Cheap Fun. Your one-stop party shop.
Stop by and see Strick at Schneidhorst, 4 o'clock.
Yep.
We'll listen. Look, Jordan Bennington. Oh, by the way, JT, Jim Thomas, on Sports Final, our Sunday night show, really? Just kind of talking about a guy who covered the Rams and the Blues.
Yeah.
Boy.
How
he didn't leave his desk at Rams Park, did he?
Not for years.
No, he just sat there.
He did say, we were talking about Jordan Bennington. We taped the interview, and he said at one point in Columbus, this is kind of early on in Bennington's run, he said he ran into him in the hotel lobby, and Bennington said to him, you know, Jim, I could probably give you guys longer answers, but I'm kind of having fun. Is that, and Jim said, no, do your thing, which you said, it's
shtick.
Yeah,
no, he told me it's his shtick.
Yeah, and it's working for him.
Because I said, you know, it's one thing to do it during a scrum, but when it's one-on-one television during a post-game show, that can be a little awkward.
Yes, the two-second answers. Yes.
Tuna's pulling a Frank. He's halfway out the door.
He's got to get on his bike. All right, Walt Jocketty is next here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box.